is coming into us. It's 10 to 6 now. If you struggle to hear across the table in a busy restaurant, or if cocktail parties have become a no-no because you can't make out what people are saying, have a listen to this from today's Times.
A study suggests that you should ignore the temptation to raise your voice. It seems that the difficulty is often in the listener's brain rather than their ears, and it could be solved with training exercises.
The study was carried out by researchers from the University of Maryland and published in the Journal of Neurophysiology. Professor Jonathan Simon co-supervised the study. Now, you played several recordings to two groups of people. Tell me what happened.
That's correct. We played several recordings with each recording had two people talking at the same time, a man and a woman, and the listeners were instructed to pay attention to one, but not the other. In this case, it was the man speaking. And the two groups were a younger group and an older group.
And we're going to play a copy of your most difficult recording because there were different levels of difficulty. One narrator reading The Legend of Sleepy Hollow and one narrator reading A Christmas Carol. What should we listen out for here? Which voice should we concentrate on?
You should listen to the male voice reading The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, although it may be very distracting because the female voice reading A Christmas Carol is somewhat louder.
Okay, let's see how we get on.
His schoolhouse was
Marley
a low
was dead
building
to begin
of one
with. There's no doubt whatever about that. The register of his
lots.
Burial
the
was signed by the clergyman,
glazed,
the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it. And Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to.
Puts me in mind of last night's debate. what do you do with that then? What did you learn from that?
So we learned from that then two things. One is that that older listeners have a more difficult time than younger listeners, on average, perceiving or understanding what the male listener is saying. But more importantly for this study, that when we record from the brains of the people listening, that it was the brains of the older listeners that that were causing the difficulty. The brains of the younger listeners were more able to faithfully reproduce the sounds. The brains of the older listeners, in the presence of this other speaker interfering, had a much more difficult time reproducing the sound. And this was even though the older listeners had clinically normal hearing. They did not suffer from hearing loss.
So it's the brains, not the ears, which makes you think that we can train ourselves to be better in those situations. What do you advise?
So I would advise, until we find a program, which we're currently working on, to be able to train the brain, to acknowledge that it's not the ears. And that if an older person is having trouble listening in a very loud environment like a restaurant or a pub, to not just speak louder, but to speak more clearly, maybe slow down a little bit and make sure that they can see everything that you're saying.
Ah, so what I often do in these situations is lean in to and speak more loudly and tilt the head to hear better. You're saying, no, sit back and speak more slowly. Let the other person see your lips.
Exactly. And if possible, try to keep distractions from distracting them from trying to hear what you're saying. It's in some cases, it's a matter of how many or how much mental brain resources they can allocate to understanding what you're saying. If there are fewer distractions, they'll be able to understand more of what you're saying.
Professor, thank you. Professor Jonathan Simon.